Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me again today. Today, we're getting a little woo on you. So if that's not your thing, you don't have to listen. You can just exit right now. But my life is a combination of strategy mixed in with a little woo and synchronicities. And so I want to share that with you. I have to apologize for my voice. My son has brought home every possible illness within the last 3 weeks of school. And it's funny, right? Especially if you're a chiropractor, you're like, oh, you know, in my head, I'm like, oh, he's going to go to school. Everybody says their kids get sick. Mine's not going to get sick. He's a chiropractic baby. He's been adjusted since birth. He's not full of all kinds of junk. We feed him organic. He's been breastfed for 2 years. He's not going to get sick. And then I got a huge reality check when he's going to his little Montessori preschool program in the mornings. It's just a reminder that motherhood is like the biggest slap in the face of reality, and it humbles you. And so I'm grateful for the lessons, and I'm grateful he's building his immune system. By no means is he really sick. For that, I'm grateful. He's just constantly having a runny nose. So I sympathize with parents that have chronically ill children, because my husband and I are like, we would not survive. He hasn't been sick in 2 years. And then now, like the last 2 to 3 weeks, it just seems like one little thing after another. All that to say, I'm sorry for my voice. Hopefully it is better by next week. But back to the point. Today we are diving into some woo, some manifesting. And I want to kind of just share my perspective on this, because it's something I share a lot with my clients. So you'll notice the title of the episode is Thank You, Universe. I say this all the time. Anytime something works out for me, anytime something feels like it's too good to be true, or you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that just happened. Anything from literally getting a close parking spot at Target to having $100 show up in the mail unexpectedly, I say thank you for everything. Just the other day, Kyle and I got a huge, like, five-figure refund for our taxes that we had no idea was coming. I emailed my accountant. I was like, hey, so we got this check in the mail, and he was like, oh, a couple of my clients have said that they've been getting, you know, unexpected checks from a refund that they didn't anticipate. And I'm like, yeah, you know, back in, I think it was 2020, 2021, we thought we were getting a refund, and then it turned out we weren't. And he's like, well, maybe it's that. And I'm like, it wasn't for this amount of money, but I am not going to say no. I think the universe is giving me a little gift. I am going to say thank you for that. I am going to put that shit in the bank and be happy. And also, like, a little weird, but a little personal too. So on the day that I'm recording this podcast is the anniversary that my father has passed away. And in the same week, it's my son's birthday. And so I was like, yo, that's just grandpa sending Jethro a little birthday present. You can look at everything in your life as like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. This is a miracle. There's like a quote by Einstein, I think, that goes, there are only two ways to live life. One as if nothing is a miracle, and one as if everything is a miracle. And I like to be on the latter of that. I like to think everything is always working out for me. The universe has my back. Anytime a gift like that appears out of nowhere, we just are reminded that everything's always working out for us. And so vocally, we say thank you, universe, a lot. So whether we find money on the floor, whether, you know, we find a great new hire, whether we get like our favorite spot at the bar at a restaurant, we're like, oh, thank you, universe. That's where we wanted to sit. We just are grateful for it all, right? And I think viewing life through that lens is what attracts more abundance into your life. And so it's this concept of manifesting. It's like the reason it gets a bad rap is because people are like, you can't just say what you want and then it happens. And it's like, well, technically you can. That's why a lot of people online, you see that they say they have manifested their life. I truly believe I am one of them, because where focus goes, energy flows. And that's essentially the foundation of manifesting. Like if I focus all of my time and energy and attention on this, then naturally it's going to happen. Why wouldn't it happen? And I have manifested literally so many things. I was trying to think of a comprehensive list to give you guys, but I literally I manifested my husband, which it sounds weird when I say that, but literally I swear that I had a dream about him before I actually even met him. It was like a tall, blonde hair, very muscular dude that I had met out. Like it was just a dream. And literally when I met Kyle in person, I had already felt like I knew him. And so I'm like, oh, I just created you in my reality. This is awesome. And if you've heard me talk at all, I say that we are twin flames. So not only just soulmates, like somebody you meet in this lifetime, I think we have met in a previous lifetime because we just have a very deep connection and a deep understanding of one another. I also manifested my baby. So I had always said when Kyle and I first started dating, literally like 2 months into our relationship before we were even thinking about, like we were barely boyfriend and girlfriend. And I was like, cool, we're getting married. So I hope you're on board. But I was like, okay, well, I can see it now. I'm going to marry you. And the reason is because like we're going to have a beautiful blonde haired, blue eyed baby. And people, like even when I was pregnant, I was like, I just know this baby's going to have blonde hair. And they're like, Steph, you have dark hair. You have dark eyes. Like, don't get your hopes set on that. You know, it could not happen. We don't want you to be disappointed. But I just knew, like intuitively, I knew. And he has the whitest, blondest hair. Like people stop us on the street every single day to be like, oh my God, his hair is incredible. Where did he get it from? It's silly, but it's like, I just knew. And I've been told by intuitive readers that like I have a very strong sense of intuition as well. So like I can forecast, like even when I vision plan, I'm like 90% confident it's going to come into reality the way that I envision it. I think part of manifesting is having confidence that you're actually going to get it, right? I've talked to a couple of clients about this and it's like, well, I tried to manifest a busy week at the office and it's like, yeah, but you half-assed it. You said, oh, I'm going to see 200 visits this week. And you're literally at like 100 and you just think that's going to happen overnight. That's not what I'm saying. You can't just say something's going to happen and magically you snap your fingers and it happens. What I'm saying is when you're future casting and you're vision planning for the future, if you know what it is that you want, it's easier to manifest. And there's two different types of manifestors. There's specific manifestors and non-specific manifestors. I first started learning about this with one of my clients in the past, Natea, shout out to you, girl. She was a non-specific manifester and we'd work on her goal setting and she would just be like, I know what I want. I just don't know what it looks like. It was very hard for her to get super specific on the details. Whereas for me, I knew before we moved into this house, I was like, I wanted to have a huge backyard. I wanted to have a pool. I wanted to have a clawfoot tub in the master. I wanted to have a basement finished or unfinished. I don't care. I just wanted to have a basement. I want us to be able to build out an office in there. It needs to have hardwood floors and an open concept in the kitchen. And literally, that is the exact house that we have. So much so that it's really creepy. Like in everything that I manifest, by the way, I write down in my journal. So I think it makes it more powerful when you write down the things that you want. Because I also love to come back and just look at it and be like, holy shit, 3 years ago, I said I wanted X, Y, and Z, and it's exactly what I have today. But my friend Natea, she was like, I can't envision it. You know, she was getting ready to do a big move. And she was like, I don't know what it looks like once I get there, but I think I'll figure it out. Whereas me, I get super specific. And so I didn't know that there was two types. And a few years ago was the first time I learned about this. And I was like, okay, she still has amazing manifesting. She's still able to do it. It just looks different for her. So if you're listening to this and you're like, that sounds cool stuff, but I can't get super specific like that, there's a potential that you're a non-specific manifester. For me, I'm specific. The more specific, the better. But I also release the how I'm going to get it. So if you would ask me in 2019, prior to the shutdown, prior to price hikes, I still wouldn't have said like, oh yeah, we're going to be in this new house, right? I didn't know when. I just knew that eventually I would live in a house like this. I knew that it was part of my destiny, but I was unattached to the timeline. And I think sometimes when we're manifesting, we're like, this has to happen in 3 months. This has to happen next week. This has to happen like this. And that's too much control. It's too restricting. You truly start to manifest when you get into flow, when you put it out there, this is what I want. And I'm unattached to how, when, or what it looks like when it shows up. And part of that manifesting in that woo is being able to be unattached to how. And so one of the things that I say with my clients all the time is you need to be thanking the universe for every little synchronicity that you have, because then more synchronicities show up. Point one. Point two, you have to truly understand that you can make money out of thin air. And if you hear that sentence and you get triggered, it's okay. I understand. There are some strong money beliefs that you still have that we need to work on. But if you understand, whether you're in a corporate job, whether you're, you know, a business owner, whether you're a practitioner, no matter what it is that you're doing in order to make a living, I want you to understand that you can make money out of thin air. And here's what I mean by that. One, money can show up unexpectedly. It could show up in all different types of ways. For my clients, when we're talking about them in their businesses, building out new offers or adding an additional service, it's like, hey, you came up with an idea and now all of a sudden you're going to go sell this idea for $2,000. That's literally making money out of thin air. I helped a new client when she was moving. She sold her practice. She moved across the country. We started a new business for her literally on one of our coaching calls. And within 2 weeks timeframe, she had made $2,000 with it because it was online. She like literally just was like, okay, let me put together this little landing page and then I'm going to sell it. She released it. Within releasing it, within 24 hours, she had like four new clients. And it's like, she made money out of thin air. She had no idea a month prior that she was going to make that $2,000, right? It also shows up in the form of finding a $5 bill on the sidewalk. It shows up in the form of getting an unexpected tax refund in the mail, getting a rebate. And so for funsies in my Facebook group, I went in and I was like, guys, I need to do a podcast on this. It was like within probably 48 hours, two clients had messaged me and were like, oh my gosh, Steph, look at what just came in the mail. And it was in the same time frame that Kyle and I got our unexpected check. And I was like, okay, the universe is clearly telling me I have to do a podcast episode about this because this is wild and people need to know. So for fun, I was like, hey guys, share with me some of the things that you think that you've manifested. It doesn't have to be money, by the way. I'm just sharing a little bit about money right now, but it doesn't have to be money. It could be like, hey, I put this intention out there and then literally out of nowhere, it showed up. So I wanted to read you guys these to get your wheels turning and like start thinking about like, how can I just expect the unexpected? How can I be open to receiving more abundance, more opportunity? Pat said, I got another thing in the mail for $10, just a simple rebate. $10. I will take $10 any day and all day, baby. It does not have to be in the form of hefty hundreds or thousands. I will take $10 too. And what's funny is like literally a month ago, Pat shared that he got $2, but because I've helped him reframe his mindset around that, instead of thinking, oh, cool, $2, no big deal. I'm like, if you do two, you could do 200. And so now all of a sudden he's getting $10 checks. It's like, cool, this is awesome. His $100 in the mail is coming as well. Another person said, I got an unexpected check in the mail a couple of weeks ago. I was thinking about you and kept telling my son, it's going to be fun to get some money in the mail, and then literally got a couple hundred dollars the next week. Another person said, I found $10 walking to a tailgate a few days ago. Somebody else said, I've had this happen many times over and over. Another person says, I got an unexpected check in the mail yesterday. We're in a huge shift right now. We kept saying how much a little boost would really help us. Exactly. If you can communicate your needs verbally and voice them and say, hey, we're just looking for a little sign that things are going to get better, that we're going to have a shift, that things are going to turn around, do it. It's going to be amazing what happens and shows up for you. Somebody else said, I've had this happen a few times over the last 2 years. It made me a huge believer in manifesting money. My girl, Nikki, she will not care that I shouted her out. She said, one time I was at a Flyers game in January. My dad told me to buy a 50-50 raffle ticket and they could get up to like 25K. I said, oh, that would be cool because I could get pregnant and pay a coverage doctor and not have to worry about it. She's like, well, no shit. I won 25K that day. I guess I bought $20 worth of tickets. So I don't know if that is the same thing, but I said out loud with intention why I wanted that money. And then the money showed up. This is real life examples, guys. It's not just made up. Another person says, I don't know if this counts, but yesterday at our team meeting, we shared goals for the office. And since our intention to shift about who it is we're serving, by the end of the day, I had more of my patients asking us without prompting them wanting to bring in their families. The schedule is booking up like crazy and it's only Tuesday. Another person said, I got a 6K deposit literally out of nowhere last week. My husband's still not on board. He's trying to track it down. And I'm all like, yeah, let's not. That's the thing, right? I'm not diving deep into where or how or why this check showed up. I am just grateful as fuck for it. Okay. I am happy. I am not like, oh, let me figure this out. No, I don't want to figure it out. I want to believe that the universe has my back. And this is part of that. Somebody else said, yeah, we just received checks last week. One of my clients said, oh, I got this check in the mail, quote, because we had too much in escrow. So she had paid that money, but by no means was she expecting to get thousands and thousands of dollars back. So I just want to invite you guys to start to think about, what if I just was open to this way of thinking? Because for my husband, I've said this before on previous podcasts, like, we are not shy about this. Kyle thought it was literally BS when I started talking like this and I started getting him to be open to receiving things in unexpected ways. Like, he was like, you're nuts. And I'm like, cool, but what if it just works? I'm down with being nuts until it works. And then you're going to be on board. And then we're going to have our dream life. And it's literally what has happened. I just want to encourage you guys, like, be open to receiving more, be open to sitting and reflecting and journaling on what it looks like to have the things that you desire. If you believe they're possible, what is going to stop you? And that's another thing about me, is I don't believe anything can stop me. I think there's things that could happen that can throw me off my path. I think there's going to be hurdles that I have to overcome. But ultimately, I know with conviction and with absolute certainty that everything that I want wants me to. And so it's just a matter of time. And if you can have that kind of conviction, I would be shocked if the things that you desire don't actually start showing up. You can also manifest team members. And this month in the mastermind, we're talking a lot about hiring. And so I'll probably come on and do an episode here in the future just about some tips on hiring good employees. But you can manifest a role. And I know that I have not been connected to manifesting the perfect role for my office because we have been getting literal junk applying. Like, they're just not following instructions. They are not... they're not doing anything. They're not showing up to the phone interview. They're not showing up to the in-person interview. Like, I just am like, how are these people actually looking for a job? It's absolute chaos. But you know what I realized the other day? I told my office manager, I was like, shut off the Indeed ad. I have not sat down and journaled on who it is I want. And I did that with my office manager. I did that with my clinic director. I did that with my junior associate. And it's like, okay, I did that with my current executive assistant. I did it with my current nanny. Like, I manifested all of them. They are all in perfect roles. And because I haven't sat down and actually done that for this new role that we're trying to fill, because it's going to look a little bit different than it has ever. We're getting creative with the roles within the office. And it's like, cool, this is me. I am the main manifester for the clinic. And so I take that role seriously. I'm proud about that. The girls will call me. They'll text me. They'll be like, what'd you do? We've had 10 new patients call this morning. And I'm like, yeah, I turned it back on. And they're like, oh my God, okay, can you turn it off? We're drowning in calls right now. And I'm like, no, you guys are fine. We're going to keep it moving. But they know too, like, when we're having our staff meetings, I'll be like, how's everybody's energy? Are you actually calling in the things that you want? Are you actually having intention and focus on trying to hit these goals within the clinic? Are you focused on trying to hit the goals outside of your personal life? What are you doing to take aligned action to get there? And so if you're struggling and you want to call in, I also did this with friendships. Now I'm just like thinking of so many other things that I want you guys to see. It's not just about money. It's just people like talking about money. And so I want to let you know, if you want to manifest more money, you absolutely can do that. But it's about really calling in anything. For the longest time, I said I wanted high-level women in my life that were not scared to admit the things that they wanted, whatever it was, going after their heart's desires, like their life depended on it, that were amazing humans, had amazing values that aligned with me, that I just wanted to be friends with. And the minute I started putting intention behind that, I have two close girlfriends now that showed up that fit that bill. And I'm open to receiving more. I'm open to it, right? Because I think that whether it's a relationship, a house, an opportunity, I think that's going to happen. I have a really, really cool thing that I think is going to manifest into something just by me sitting next to somebody on a plane back from LA. But I have to wait to share that story with you guys because I want to see what happens first. But I really, really think I'm manifesting something big right now. And I think there's little opportunities and signs popping up in my reality that I'm getting closer and closer to it. So I will be sharing that with you guys when I have more info on that. But what I wanted to mention, I also am going to create a reel for this podcast. So go and look at it, because I've screenshotted so many things that my clients have sent me just in the last week that I'm going to throw in the reel, because I want you guys to see this is real. And this is actually real, not an Instagram reel. You can manifest it too. And if there's evidence showing up in your life, if you go and you look at that reel, the reason that you're seeing it is because you have to know it's possible for you too. It's just like when you're trying to manifest your dream car. If you start seeing that car pop up in your reality over and over and over again, it's because it's on its way to you. And that's exactly what's happening with this big thing that I'm manifesting. It's popping up over and over and over in my reality. And I'm like, cool, it's destined for me. It's getting closer and closer, right? But I'm not attached to the timeline. I'm not attached to when that happens. I just know it's getting closer and it gets me excited. It helps me vibrate at a higher frequency. It helps me tap into that manifesting energy even more. So I hope this was helpful for you guys. If it's too woo for you, don't worry. We'll come back with some tactics. You don't have to boycott the Wealthy Practitioner podcast. But if you liked it, let me know. And I hope you guys have an amazing week. I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.